Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 8, 2019. One common reality called the Klee. Why should our work be in concealment and darkness? It is because initially we feel nothing spiritual. We are created opposite to the spiritual quality of bestowal and love in order to build spiritual, real people. The human, Adam, is called similar, Dome, to the Creator, and we need to create this from ourselves. How do we do this? The Creator has broken us into pieces and He is between us. In order to reveal Him, we need to connect among each other. To the extent of such connection, tension, intensity, sensory perception of our connection, unification, and aspiration to each other, we will begin to feel the Creator. This work is being hidden because we do not feel and are not interested in what is between us at all. We are only interested in what is inside of us, and what is outside of us as if does not exist. Externality exists only to the extent that we feel its benefit for ourselves and no more. How can I transform myself to a sensor that feels externality more than internality? To stop feeling what is inside of me means restriction, symptom. I begin to feel that outside of me is the reflected light, Ohazer, and what I will feel in this reflected light, that is, in the feelings emanating from me outwardly, will be called the Creator. Therefore, the work is being done in concealment, in the dark, at night. The Creator invented a trick to let us perceive reality that we should not perceive. This trick is called darkness. When it seems to us that we are lost, lacking understanding, knowledge and sensation, when we are confused, lost, falling into an unknown state, and losing our orientation in the world, this means that we are at the beginning of a new spiritual stage of comprehension and have a reliable basis for revealing the light. As the saying goes, the advantage of the light is from within the darkness. Therefore, the feeling that I understand even less than before actually creates very good prerequisites for moving forward. Any new spiritual step begins with loss, disorientation, and a feeling of hopelessness, that is, darkness. To the extent that we feel darkness, we continue to make efforts and search for the light. The light is outside of us and the darkness is revealed within us. This is where the whole method comes from. You must exit yourself toward your friends, and on the way toward them, you will find the light. They come to you and you go to them. This is how we mutually help each other even with selfish goals. This is already some kind of movement, like a baby that may make some movements unconsciously. But these chaotic and unconscious movements propel us forward. The upper force gives us hints and plays with us. This Creator creates everything around us. We will later see how He works in us. There is nothing around us, the reality we feel is in each of us. Then we will understand that there is not each of us individually but only the one common reality called the Klee, Havaya. If I feel lost, this is a template from the Creator of my new state. I have to close my eyes and just connect to my friends. The Creator will resist this, assuring that there is nothing to look for because they are the same as me, and perhaps even worse. While in egoism, I see them in even greater egoism and greater darkness. But I tried to navigate in this chaotic state by exiting myself and trying to understand how to connect with others outside myself, right up to the feeling of a new reality there. From Lesson 4, World Kabbalah Convention in Moldova, September 7, 2019, rejoice in what we lack, work in concealment. Who are the judges? In the news, The Guardian, prisoners could be handed the keys to their cells to incentivize good behavior, as well as a series of other benefits, under government plans that call on governors to put more emphasis on rewards and less on punishments. Ministers want to give prison chiefs the power to begin allowing inmates who follow the rules more time out of their cells, the freedom to cook their own meals and more time to spend in the gym, as well as the freedom to choose when to shower and more time to meet visitors. Officials cited evidence summarized by the government last month that positive reinforcement was more effective as a means by which to change behavior in the long term. And they stressed that those who did not abide by the rules could still lose privileges. The policy also called for prison staff to consistently use verbal reinforcement for good behavior and challenge poor behavior outside formal reviews, and handed prison chiefs the freedom to increase the amount of time out of cell for recreational activities or exercise alongside education and work programs. Question: what do you think about this system of detention? Answer: in principle, the Torah and especially Kabbalah feel that incarceration is not a correction. We see that it corrects nothing. On the contrary, people leave prison even more angry with huge malicious egoism that they again begin to use in everyday life among people. Prison is not education. Education must be organized differently. In the past, a few thousand years ago, there were cities of refuge where people were deported and looked after. They had to remain inside the city and had no right to leave it. When the ones supervising them, educators, etc., saw that a person was functioning normally, they could gradually take him beyond the boundaries of this system. Remark: it is also said in the Torah that the guilty ones were sent there so that others could not take revenge on them. My comment: yes. It was all organized very seriously for the mutual benefit of both these people and external society. Later they returned. I would advise this. They should feel free and change gradually. Remark: but still the idea of the accusers and those that endorse incarceration is different. They must be humiliated, locked up. My comment: that is natural because we do not have a system of education, we only have a system of coercion and punishment. Question: does the system of punishment not work? Answer: we see that it does not work. Moreover, the rest of society becomes infected by these thoughts. We see proof of the insufficiency of the punishment system in the ones who return to the streets, destroy everything, break store windows, set up barricades, and so on. Question: do you think that even the most inveterate criminal can be re-educated? Answer: I think that it is possible to re-educate them and give them an opportunity for self-control in these cities. They can establish such an order that all others will envy because there is a concept of honor among them. We must understand that they are serious people who can establish order. Question: what should change in the way of thinking of law enforcement agencies and prosecutors? Answer: I think they should be locked up instead of these criminals. Then their way of thinking would change. It is impossible to be on one side and think for the other side. Of course, I mean this as a joke, but there is some truth in it. Remark: you always say that the system of judges used to be completely different. Judges were those who simply could not accept a bribe. My comment: being a judge was the highest position. In principle, to this day it is considered that a judge should receive a good salary, should be protected and independent. But what kind of independence can there be today if all judges obey governments, all are in collusion with each other, one hand rubs another, etc.? Remark: previously judges did not need to be paid a lot. My comment: this is not the point. They really were independent. Question: how is that possible? What is this ideal image of a judge? Answer: a judge greatly valued his position. He cherished the public opinion that was constantly tuned in such a way that a judge was above everyone, even above a king. A judge was on the same level as the Creator. It is possible to see this in the Torah, in the Book of Judges. This is the highest position in the country. Question: is it possible to raise such people in our egoistic world? Answer: for this, it is necessary to educate them. We need an education system, not a penal system and not this public one that is a mess. But it is possible. Question: do you think that what they want to do in Britain is a step toward education? Answer: let them try. But in order to build a correct system, the right people must build it. I do not hold out hope that they will succeed. People with a different way of thinking should create such a system. Question: So, is this a dead end? Answer, yes. Until they turn to Kabbalists, nothing will help them. Good luck, British ladies and gentlemen. From Cab TV's News with Michael Leitman, the 16th of July 2019. Why reveal egoism in the Ten? Question: why are tens of thousands of the quintessential historical examples of the manifestation of egoism and evil not enough to come to the need for correction? Why reveal egoism between 10 unfamiliar people? What can we reveal there? Answer: the egoism that you reveal every day in relation to your loved ones and all the others is not the ego that we are talking about. Egoism is what interferes when you want to connect in the Ten in order to reveal the Creator. Therefore, we should study the qualities of connection to know them. By connecting correctly in the Ten, we receive the manifestation of egoism. In further work on the ego in order to rise above it for the sake of revealing the Creator, both egoism and the Creator are revealed. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 7th of July 2019. New Life number 247. Discovering Who I Am, Part 1.
Hello, and thank you for being with us here in the Educational New Life Series with Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello, Dr. Leitman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. And today we want to begin a new series of talks with Rav Leitman. We want to finally reach the great place of the great star of our life. Who is it? Me. We need to understand who I am, how I can take my life to a better place, how I'm built, what I need to do with myself to reach, to take my life to the top, to the best possible result that I can, and not lose these years going by. We're going to touch this subject from all different aspects, and we're going to try to learn how we can get to know ourselves better in order to improve our lives. Be with us. There'll be a lot of stations in this journey, and each time we'll focus on a different aspect. Tal, you're our driver, so lead us forward. So really, we think that this is a very important subject. We're learning so many years in school. We get so much information. But actually, the most important thing, they don't teach us about ourselves, how we can get to know ourselves, understand ourselves, to know how to improve our situation, our emotional situation, how to work with our thoughts and feelings. Till now, they don't teach it in school. I didn't get it in school, and I don't see anyone else teaching it. There's no matriculation about that, that's for sure. There's no test, that's for sure. But really, there's no lessons, getting to know yourself or something, self-awareness. No, I'm not aware of basic psychology of a person. If people learn psychology in school, what they learn later in university, it's usually theory, a bit of theory. But even the theory that you learn in university is usually very a bit from here, a bit from there. There's not some great holistic understanding who I am, how I can get to know myself, and to truly bring myself to a better and happier place. So this is what we want to do in this series, and we're going to do it with the help of social psychology. But we're going to do it from the integral approach to try to understand ourselves in the most clearest way possible, because there's a lot of fog around this. Everyone has a different approach, and finally we want to get some model, some clear picture of who is this person. And after university, did you understand it? No, that's what I'm saying. I didn't understand. You mean even after a second degree in social psychology, after university, I still didn't understand what a person is truly in a clear manner. So maybe as the first question, I'd like to ask, why is it important? Why is it important for every person to know himself, to understand who he is? If I want to realize myself, then I need to know who I am. What sources of powers that I have. My intelligent powers, mental powers, my ability to overcome difficult situations. my security powers, what I need for myself, and if I don't have, how can I acquire from outside what I'm weak in, what I'm strong in, what I'm more suited for, what type of life, what profession, who I am in general. Some people have an inclination to self-destruction. Some are the opposite. They're always concerned about life and their health. Some people push people, attract people, reject people. To know myself means to know the sources for success. Not just for the sake of success, but to know abilities to reach a calmer life if I want, or to get more action, or anything. To know my potential and what I can get from the environment. To know myself, it means being in touch with the environment. We're born from a mother, and we begin to integrate with the surroundings. A person who comes out of the womb comes out clean. He has no bacteria and any germs on him, nothing. And in a few hours, he starts to be covered with billions of bacteria. There's like 30,000 on every square centimeter of skin. He begins to integrate with the environment. He begins to breathe, begins to sweat. All kinds of systems begin to work. Physiological systems. He comes with mutual relations with the environment. He changes through the environment and changes the environment through himself. And this is all in a physiological manner. Inanimate, vegetative, animate living levels. Because a person who develops goes through tremendous changes. Because an animal that is born and develops from itself. It has the entire software inside, the entire program, what it has to be, how it has to behave. Therefore, a calf that's a day old is like a bull. It just needs a bit more weight, but they'll have the same brain. Everything, he has feeling. A person takes everything from outside, meaning beyond the defected creature that has no ability to deal with life, like an animal that's just been born, that's really weak and has no abilities or capabilities, that after 2 or 3 weeks we see that we have a creature in front of us, a cat, a dog. This starts to be life. Here, this is not the case. We know the person. When he's born and goes through a life of suffering of years until he's dealt with, until he miraculously gets up and is dependent on everyone. But what he absorbs from the environment is what actually gets him up on his feet. Because again, he doesn't have an inner program how to behave like animals do. He can't survive on his own. He needs to receive the operating system, all the wisdom, all the habits, all the emotions. He has to get everything from outside. He's really dependent on the environment, and there's no other like him. We say a strong person, he's smart. He has nothing. And this is the problem. If he's so dependent on the environment, then which environment? It's very important. It's important that from the moment he begins to breathe, it's important what he'll absorb. And then here there's all kinds of theories that he has to hear music and you have to smile and talk next to him and all kinds of things, you know, I'm sure. But one thing is clear, that lots of people say to play Mozart and it works on his brain cells and this has to do with that, etc. And also to do all kinds of exercises with the jumping and... There's no doubt that they say that up to 2 years he hears a few languages. Those languages become his mother tongue. It doesn't matter even if it's a few. There's a lot of research about it. We know very little about it. It's all based on a trial. The person's dependency on the environment is the main thing. We also need to see the hand of fate here as well. Why was I born into a family like this and these conditions at a certain time and certain environmental conditions that I was... But at the same time, someone else was born next to me from the same environment, practically from the same environment, and he came out completely different. Not just the person influences him, but his internalness chooses in which precise form and what exactly he absorbs from the environment. Everyone knows that I have like a brother who's a few years younger than me. He's completely, completely different than me. He took from society completely different things than me. It also depends on a person's internalness, what he absorbs from the environment. But it doesn't just depend on the environment. We want to learn to get to know ourselves. It's not like I escaped to a certain environment. A person determines what to absorb from the environment. Even a small creature that has nothing in him, that is born empty apparently, still one will absorb a certain thing and another will absorb another thing. It's not that five dogs were born to the mother dog and everyone's exactly the same. Here five can be born from the same mother and they'll be completely different. That's what's really surprising. Each of us is especially different. So we're on some journey to get to know ourselves. You spoke about the difference between a person and animals, that a person is a creature that isn't always suited to life. He can survive on himself. And one of the things they talk about in social psychology is that we're not really rational creatures. Once upon a time, people used to think about what's good for themselves. A person goes to the market and he knows what to buy, what suits him. And if he doesn't, then the market pressurizes him that he'll get the correct decisions. It's just like in nature, there's a game of survival. People also in human society, they're creatures that act in a rational manner according to profit and loss. But now there's a new subject, economical behavior, and it shows that people are not rational. They have all kinds of urges, and he thinks in a relative manner, and we can't always see what's happening, and there's all kinds of examples. Like a person won't buy a toaster for 600 shekels, but if a person tells him it's worth 800 and I'm giving you 200 shekels off, he'll buy it for 600 shekels. The question to be asked here is, Are we rational creatures or not? And if we're not rational, then how can we reach some awareness with ourselves or some true understanding of who we are? Because we're so influenced. What is rationality for you? What is logic in your approach? A person is a desire to enjoy. And a desire to enjoy, there's no rationality. I want to enjoy, and that's it. At each and every moment of my life, how does everyone determine it for himself? Through habit, education, environment, but I just want to enjoy myself. That's what I want in life. It's not that I, in a rational manner, choose my life at each and every moment, but it's rather the values I got as a child, the opinion of the society that I'm in. There's a lot of things like fear of death and a desire to look good in the eyes of society. We have a powerful feeling of survival. There's this sexual urges, lots of things, but they're all so not rational. But all my rationality can only be used to achieve irrational feelings. That's how I see things. And we see according to behavior, people's behavior. According to their ladder of quality, it's completely irrational, everything. And in general, a person is, first of all, a sensitive person. He's searching for a feeling for his feeling, even though he wants to appear to be objective and not dependent on all kinds of inner urges. He does act according to his inner urges, which, of course, are built on internal and environmental conditions. And his brain is there just to fill his emotions, because the psychologists for many years are trying to understand what those hidden powers are that operate on us, that stop us from getting rational decisions. It's hard for us to understand. There's so many elements. Today, now, we're at the end of this development. We see it's not us regular people are not rational. Nations and countries and continents are irrational, and even all of civilization is not rational. It's acting in a destructive manner for itself. It's choosing paths that it will surely suffer more. Even though there's something rational, let's go in that direction, now we'll go in this direction. Everything is to fill the ego. Let's reduce it a bit, just like a mother says to a child. You're going to give up a little bit, calm down, so they won't hit you. You'll have more friends. No. You can see, not just kids, also big kids, the adults, and entire nations, they want to destroy one another just because of all kinds of greed, control, jealousy. And where's the rationality there? So we can see that what leads us forward is a desire to fulfill our inner irrational urges. It's a desire to fill the desire. And our brain here, after I choose which desire I want to fill, then I operate the brain. I want to steal. I want that thing. I want to enjoy myself. So now I'm turning my brain on how I can mischievously steal. But the foundation of the thing is the desire. I wanted to ask, you said a person was a sensitive creature. What did you mean? that a person is trying to fill his emotion and that his desire, it's irrational. I'm not talking about a desire for food or basic necessities with which I can't exist. I need to eat a few calories a day. I need a corner to sleep, to survive. But all the other urges that are awakened in me, that rise up, they come up and I have to carry them out. I don't ask myself where they come from. I also don't know where they come from. I also don't know why I'm attracted to that and other people are attracted to that. To that kind of pleasure, I want filling. Filling means to fill my desire with pleasure. It could be to sleep, it could be to beat someone up, to eat this, or each and everything. And the brain I activate after I'm already in that, how to attain what I want. That's the brain. So if I understand correctly, when you say a person is a sensitive creature, you mean that he feels that a certain desire is awakening in him, a certain aspiration? I'm sensitive to what? To the lackings in me. What are lackings? To the desires in me. I always hear inside me, what do I want? Which desire now will awaken in me and will obligate me to fill it, to serve it? I'm a slave. I myself am as a machine, as a slave for my desires. I'm a slave to my desires. My desires control me. They're the landlord. We see many times that people take wrong decisions, that say animals have instincts and more or less know how to get along. That's what awakens in them. So why don't we have healthy instincts? Why can't we make decisions in a way that will bring us to improve our life? And how will we be able to get rational decisions? Let's say a person decides he's on a diet and wants to lose weight, but after a moment he smells something delicious and he forgets. That's what's interesting. Not that he decides that I'm now going against my desire and opening it. How much I'm profiting from that and how much I'm losing. Let's make a calculation. How much calories and how much money, how much health, and how much I'll eat myself up afterwards by the fact that I ate that cake or whatever. Calculation you don't do, because the desire that is awakening now in me is controlling. And then all my calculations, even if I do them, I usually don't do them. I immediately give in and do what my desire wants. But even if I would do a calculation, for sure I would make a wrong decision. This and that is allowed a little bit. Then afterwards I'll run for a few minutes. We need to carry out our desire. There's no choice. I want. Want is everything. So how can we, as people, let's say we're already aware of it, and we have all kinds of desires, and those are controlling us. How can we bring ourselves to a place where we'll be able to overcome it? We can't. At the end of the day, we can't. What we can do is what we're doing, to somehow do exercises or get people used to overcome one desire with another desire. Meaning, if you do homework, I'll buy you ice cream. That's what a mother says to a child. She does the calculation that it's worth it for him to get a new one and to get water. And that's what he does, because there's no choice. if we're under control, and then because of lack of choice, we fold under the other desire, or because we fear punishment, or because it's people who want a salary. So there's a calculation here, but it's a very... Actually, I want payment, and without giving up my desire, and without a great effort, I'd like to not do anything and not homework or anything, and also to get... So because I don't have a choice, I do it. And then I hate the homework even more, because in order to get rid of them, in this way we don't get in right. We don't educate the children properly, but that's another subject. We have another subject, but we have no choice. We can't stand in front of our... And a person is very, very weak toward all the urges awakening in him. And he helps us, and then until a certain moment, up to a certain moment it works, and it helps us maintain ourselves in the correct behavior, fear. And this is what's called education through Musar. That we tell kids and ourselves that how much we will suffer if we go through all these access the Musar principles. So you're with Daddy, and here we actually limit a person, we scare him, he becomes like a machine that only works because of fear. And here there's a problem that we see that the religions are used for profit and to get a prize in this world. They put a person in a certain situation, in a certain path, that not right and not left, that you'll be in this middle path. Then you'll successfully reach the next world. You'll have a blessing, and also the next world. And if you don't do it, then you'll have a life full of suffering, and of course, health. Is it possible that it actually maintains these frameworks in these things? Morals and our fear of the next world, and this is more or less how he maintains the people under the condition that our ego, our desire to receive, our desire to for joy grows, because it grows more and more each day. Then throughout history we've reached a state where religion doesn't hold us and we leave it. And also junk, and also the morals don't hold us, and we do it. So lately we broke through all the borders, and we don't care about anything, and everything's open, and food, you eat what you want, sex, the family, and all social life, and etc. Everything's become open, and they've become normal. This is accepted. There's no more borders. And in this case, a person can research, is this better for a person or worse? Either he was under the social bulldozer that was always pressing him, like the English traditional education, or it made him feel good and he really lives. And we see that he lives, he's not happy still. Right, most people, I think, are people that prefer not to have limitations, but we see that today there's limitless opportunities, but we still haven't completed this pitch, this phase. So we can't determine 100% if it's like this or like that. But from the moment this process will be over, that we'll see results from it, we'll be able to determine that it's not good. One of the difficult things it's a situation where there's so many options, but I don't really know myself. I don't know what's good for myself. And people find it really hard to accept, take decisions. So is there a way that you suggest for verifying? There's a lot of people trying to decide simple things in life. Is there some way inside this world to really make the right decision for one single person? He needs, like he's in a society, even a small society or a wider society. He has to lose himself. He has to what? He has to lose himself. Yes, I can't say the letter I in the way you do. I'll say it. Because his entire life he's in society, his morals towards society, his mutual help, life is mutuality between myself and the sviva, the environment. That's why here we need to bring him to the correct connection between him and the environment. And here it's and here we can verify the forces at work, to the forces at work to achieve what he wants, and how to relate to the surroundings. Let's say now my younger brother finished his first degree and he's very unsure about how to advance. He doesn't know what he should do. A person is less decisive than others. That's actually good. He's going over all the options again and again. So in order to help him, I need to... But still, it's a very not simple process because he wants lots of things. Imagine there's things that are hidden. We don't know ourselves enough. We don't know ourselves at all. We know our environment. We don't know nature, our fate. How can I still advance? And to save myself from the suffering. And I have to deal with my type of life and everything. Let's say I'm in the middle of Manhattan. What do I do? If that's the question. I know that there's people that say it's good to go with your heart. They have an ability to hear their inner voice, their second choice. And some people hear less from their heart. But rather they hear what the other person's heart says. That's the question. This is what I want to ask you. What would you suggest? I would suggest to get in touch with the environment. Maybe with a few environments. In various circles where he is. To feel how much he belongs or doesn't belong. I would teach it in school. In university, I would really teach a person different courses that the person here, there, and discuss life, what kind of life he wants, what kind of people he wants to live with, why, what for. To discuss all kinds of moral values and all types of life, forms of life. And this is how he can transition. Apparently in a small amount of time, he can realize for himself all kinds of forces. And to come out in a few years and see a completely new society. I think that would be good if we had the capability to do that. I see many people today that go out of the job market. They're 40 or 30, even under 60. Today these downsizing people don't know what to do with themselves. They're really disconnected. And a person cannot choose between how the world and him need to be, what kind of relations between them. But this is what I'd recommend. There's no other choice but to give a person a choice. And its interactions with the environment, to choose which type of life he sees as most convenient for him, according to his nature. According to his habits, a person is ripe. What he got from his mother's home. Otherwise, but if he analyzes it in, if he goes through three or four circles, maybe he has one or two meetings in each circle, and then he goes over each thing, and then he starts to get signs. Traffic signs. There's something you spoke about before that I'd like you to get into deeper. You said a person is a sensitive being, and he says because he feels desires that are awakening in him and that are filling him. A certain desire wakes up and manages me. I'm here, first of all, to awaken the desires in me. And there's another aspect that you didn't really speak about, the desire. If I have a desire for something specific, then I start to think how I can fill the desire that's awoken in me. Now, when I look at a person and I say, you're a smart person, let's say I'm this one. What is the correct manner to... I'm trying to get to know myself, right? Where's the wisdom? Where's the wisdom in the desire? So expand that a bit and explain to us this thing called I. Where's my wisdom compared to this whole model that you drew? Our life is a will to receive. We say that in... the atom that are crystals that hold on to their shape. Even vegetative is the desire to receive, to hold himself, to absorb things, and to get rid of the bad things. And in you, it's even more so. It's everything is a will to receive, to fill ourselves with all kinds of good things. According to my program, hang on a second, I didn't understand. This is an atom one to enjoy. The fact that he's that he's a cell and there's electrons in there going around it and maintaining its shape, which is for sure and steel or copper, etc. Each and every one maintains some form, and he aspires to maintain his freedom. Yes. Let's say the smallest dot, which is like the cells. So you're saying every detail in nature aspires to maintain its good form. That I acquire maximum energy that's for my own good and develops in me everything that's detrimental for me. That's the aspect of the desire. I'm acquiring, I'm using my energy to get rid of it from me. I don't know how to say anything else. What? I absorb every good thing and I give out bad things. What's good and what's bad? My desire determines it. What does this mean? A person's desire, let's say, to absorb chamtzan. And for plants, it's the opposite.
Okay.
So each and every person. Now each and every person has a different desire. Every person. Every person. And therefore we're in some ecological sphere where each one is fed by others. But here it's much more complicating because it's between people. Not bad people, it's domem tzomeach vegetative avihim. And we're making a living off one another. What's garbage for the upper ones is food for the lower ones. What comes straight out of the person is fertilizer for trees. Do all the people in the city work on the basis of pulling people? It's called a desire to receive for himself. Personal. It's precisely his. What do you mean? A desire to enjoy. Plants are the opposite of people. So what do I want to get pleasure from precisely? What do you want to enjoy from exactly? That's your desire. Go profit off one another, inanimate, vegetative, animate, living. They're all sphere together, in a circle together that is in balance, in the economical balance. But we're in this interdependent circle of dependence. We need oxygen and water and nature. It's all coming and that's it.
מה אני רוצה להגיד? אז לכל אחד ואחד יש רצון שלו מאוד ספציפי ליהנות.
Every person has its very own path for enjoying.
זה בעצם הרצון.
This is actually a person's first desire to enjoy himself. What is it? One desire? One desire.
עכשיו, חוץ מזה.
Now apart from that.
רצונות האלו הם באים מהטבע. ברצון.
These things come from nature. Desire comes.
אטום מסוים, שזה בדיוק אטום של ה... ברזל.
It's precisely from steel. And afterwards he builds an atom of water. And afterward... Each and everything, the entire chart. It's certain desires that exist to me in a hidden manner. What are the laws, the physical laws, Newton, etc.? How do we see that desires pass from part to types? It's all desires.
זה כמו שמצאו עכשיו בוזון הזה,
Higgs,
כן. ואז...
Higgs, yes. And also that desire that comes with it. But the desire is even more internal. That...
תא של רצון. זה פשוט רצון ליהנות. וממה בדיוק זה...
And it's a desire to enjoy and to what?
אני חושב סיכום עד פה ונחזור לשאלה המקורית שלי. הבנתי שכל פרט שקיים בטבע, בין אם זה אטום ובין אם זה אני או אדם.
Whether it's an atom or a person or you, we have a common denominator, which is a basic inclination to enjoy, which is expressed in experiencing what will make me better, experiencing what will make me bad, or to get closer to what's good and further away from bad. So my question was, where in this system is the attribute tribute of wisdom that you're smarter than me and I'm less smart than you? Where is it in this system? You said a person is a sensitive that he feels this desire waking in him. Where is the aspect of wisdom inside the thing called inside inanimate animate vegetative? They have that they already come in certain ways, each and every detail, doesn't matter what, each and every person has an inner program. And look how much animal enjoys himself. That's life altogether, and you can change this program. Why am I laughing? Because you're reminding me that in my childhood I used to research the cats on my father's farm. She used to take it out every day, so each... So of course creatures don't change. They have a program and it's slightly different for each person. Has different shades. But each person has their own individual plan. And each group also has from the general nature. They have desires, apart from a person. In a person there are there's a desire to enjoy in all the creatures, but a person can prove himself or can wire himself, program himself, or his parents will program him through the environment. Meaning it's not enough that I have a desire to enjoy food. We know how much you enjoy your food. I can already smell something, yes. And to the extent that you can eat from my food. And you smell something really yummy, like a filter fish. But if it's like this, every cat that you see in the street that's never seen anything, you throw them a bone in the street, and that's it. A person is first and foremost
תכנות,
goes through some programming that we call, let's call it education on the one hand, and on the other hand,
יש לו הרבה מאוד אפשרויות ממה ליהנות.
He has many more options what to enjoy from, and he needs to always choose what to enjoy from.
והוא נמצא בסביבה אנושית שלא כמו חתול.
And he's in a free manner, not like a dog that's afraid to get next to a cold. Even though next to an animal there's a piece of meat, he'll go round and round, and at the end of the day maybe he'll go there. Because the power, his protective power, won't allow him to get close. And a person has thousands of opportunities like that every moment, every day, in the human society, which is very complex. Each and every one of us, from this education program, from our early years, and then as teens, in a different manner, and between us we have such relations between us that I need to see what's more, what's less, what's worth it, what's not worth it. So it turns out that for me to work with my desire to, my basic desire to receive, I need next to it some computer. The computer isn't simple. It's not just math. It's what's called having habits, intuition, that I can implement the things, that I can see the future in some manner, etc. There's a very, very important system that I'm not just operating my desire, but after calculations, and to the extent that my calculation is more correct according to the conditions around me, then I'm, that means I'm smarter, and in the end of the day I profit. But what we have here is something very simple. Even though it's our entire life with lots of forms, that the desire is what determines and operates the brain in order to attain the desired. That's it. Inanimate, vegetative, animate, living, inanimate, it's instinctive, and for a person it depends on education and all the everything that comes with it, to the extent that he learns, to the extent that he's capable of activating his brain to implement his desire. If I'm working with my basic will to receive, I need to work with this computer that has habits, intuition. So why did you recommend that in order to take a decision to turn to all kinds of circles, to process all kinds of options? Why shouldn't my intuition work on me? I can develop it with my intuition. I need it, but at the same time, I need to make like samples. I need to modulation of things, simulation. Precisely, if I do it with others, I'll learn what they're doing and what I need to do. I'll get the wisdom of life from them. The wisdom of life is calculation. The danger is that I'll go after everyone says. I don't have my own strong computer that I'll be able to work with my desire, but if I see 10 opinions and I learn from each of them, I already got 10. I start to compare between them. And from this act that I compare between them, then I already start being smart. Altogether, why is the computer smart? It's not smart. It knows how to do lots of calculations and quickly. If I'll have experience with this, lots of options and experience, then I'll also be smart. There's no, we're just computers. We're a will to receive, and we have brains to serve our desire and nothing else. It would be great if we could be like computers. There's things that we're not capable of taking into account, even intuition, inner feeling, things that are still go into my calculation and ruin it. Why do they ruin it? Because I can't take them. They might be good, but I can't take them in a clear manner. There's many elements that I can't calculate, whether this is more or less. Today it's very popular. Even business people go according to their stomach feeling. They rely on their intuition. Today it's seen as a very good ability. I don't see that it's influencing things in a good way. If I truly want to strengthen my computer, then what's the best thing for me to do? I want to get lots of wisdom, like Goran said. Only by integrating in small workshops and starting to work there with this wisdom of life that I acquire from others, even if they're wrong. Let's say we have 10 people. Each one starts to talk, each one starts to give, to get excited or to get other people excited. And this is how we begin to integrate, because the wisdom comes from the connections. I integrate with others. What do you mean at 10 people? We're sitting in a circle and we start to talk. And each talks about something. I'm now integrating with 9 other people. Now I'm building in my brain and in my heart these connections with 9 people. And I already have a model inside with 9 other people, and everyone else is talking and opposite opinions, and this is how I build a mini model of humanity. And then maybe I go to another group of 10 and another group of 10, and this is how I'm integrated all together in my understanding. There can be musicians, teachers, construction workers, a cook, a scientist, and to the extent that they are, but everyone's talking. And then the more that we're integrated with everyone, the more I become a person integrating all of humanity inside me. And I hear what they're saying, I'm integrated in them, I want to be. And it gives me the wisdom of life. Afterwards, I can go. It's not that I talk like him or learn from her, but connections, that I'm integrated in desires and types of connections that I acquire. This gives me, not that I remember what they said, but rather it gives me inside, it allows my desire to enjoy. I am programming my desire. I had a simple desire to receive, and now I'm breaking it down into all kinds of sectors. And then I have a mini humanity inside my desire, and I can play. I can say, this is a desire in her image and his, etc. I become a person integrating humanity, and then from there, if I have some problem or a desire to receive, this is the meaning, this is the problem, that I'm not attaining something. It's possible that I'm not attaining life, that I'm going to lose my life. Doesn't matter, but I am now integrated in from looking from the types of desires, from the types of thinking, from many people, and I therefore received wisdom of life.
וזה התחלנו מזה שהוא
We started with him wanting to choose a profession, your little brother. So I suggest that this is what I recommend that he do. Okay, I hope from all this happiness he reached a conclusion. At least he'll have a basis for making the correct decision. And whatever he chooses, he'll choose. Maybe he'll have more questions. A simple person has no questions. He just goes and chooses something. But in our time, I don't think there's any other way. Our time is almost up. In one sentence for conclusion, if our subject for today was to get to know myself, so who am I? Your desire to receive. Each person in his own style, in his own way. And you also you have a bit of brains to realize your desire, to fill it with the desired thing. And that's me. And that's it. Nothing apart from that. Excuse me. Is that bad? It's a little, is it enough to live well? No, because your desire is all the material of creation. You can integrate with others and have such a great desire that you swallow all of reality, the entire universe. To such an extent, you're in the your programmed desire, you can reach a state where you absorb all of creation. It's not a little, it's everything. Thank you, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Tal. Thank you also for being with us. Let's mix with one another. Let's swallow the whole world. New life. Until next time, all the best.